Your conference is being recorded.
Hi, everyone. This is Heather Van Cura. Thanks for joining the planning meeting for Java User Group Leaders, planning for the August 19th virtual JUG Java 9 Hack Day. We have several Java User Groups planning to join us for the live broadcast of the virtual JUG Hack Day. We'll be live from Atlanta. We've got several JUGs who are also going to be joining us. So thanks for taking the time to take part of this call today. Essentially what we're going to do today is walk through the outline of the day and then follow up with some logistics in terms of how to join the event on August 19th. So I'd like to introduce Manny. You just want to start with the content and walking through the outline, and then Simon can give us any overall logistics, anything that the Java user groups need to know about joining the broadcast.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right, so I've got the outline up on the screen. If you're on WebEx, you can check that out.
Sure.
The first page is essentially just introduction to, the communication for what the event is. So I'll just scroll down to the timing. Okay, you want to walk through the outline, Manny?
Sure. So basically, we've done this before in London. And then we broadcasted it to the rest of the world, and quite a few JUGs participated. And we had discussed in a meeting previous to that that a session like 1.5 hours for modules introduction with a 15-minute presentation, which will contain a 15-minute presentation, and then an hour's worth of coding session, and then it'll end with a 15 minutes of feedback. And that was a rough template of the sessions that we wanted to do. And since we had three subtopics, like the module introduction, JLink, and JShell, that fitted in very well, although module introductions needed a little bit longer time and longer feedback and a bit more introduction time than JLink and JLink needed. So for JLink, we had an hour session, which was 10 minutes introduction, which will be in the form of slides and just walking through what we are going to do. And then 40 minutes of coding, exploring JLink, you know, playing around with. So there'll be this exercise which will be on a GitHub repo, which we'll talk about in a second. And then we ended that with a 10 minutes feedback. And then we did the same thing for JShell, an hour and a half session again, 15 minutes introduction, 60 minutes of coding. And we ended the JShell with a longer feedback because it was a feedback for not just JShell, but for the previous two sessions as well. So we recorded all the feedback in a Google Doc, so all the questions were dumped in there. And as we went through the feedback sessions in each of the sub-sessions, we answered all the questions as much as we could. And in the end, we went through all of those feedback again and asked and gathered more feedback if there were any pending questions or anything that were needed further answering. So that was the template of how each session would be. So the day would be broken into three sessions, and each session would be broken into an introductory coding session and a feedback session. And then we end the day with a longer feedback session. And hopefully by then, a lot of the doubts and a lot of questions that need answering are surfaced and answered. And the way we did it here was, of course, this will vary a little bit from venue to venue. We broke for lunch at about 12 o'clock, but that would, you know, would be in different time zones, would be different events, so you don't have to, you'll be taking a short pause. And during the lunch session, I went through some of the sections in the slides that I skipped in the introductory session in the beginning of the day, simply because to start the day with a lot of fundamentals and a lot of information wasn't correct, would just overload you. So we gave some very brief information in the beginning in the module's introductory sessions. And then some of the more details were spoken for 15, 20 minutes during the lunch time. And then everybody took a sandwich, had some drinks or something, and they were listening to it. And then as we finished so whilst you're having lunch and whilst you're listening to this introductory session, which lasted about 15, 20 minutes, and then we had a short gap, and then we jumped into the next session that was J-Link at that time. So I think something like this, is a fairly good format to go through. I think we should do the same for the Atlanta and the other jerks that are joining in the next session. So that is just the outline description that I have in mind. Do you have anything else to say, Heather, Simon?
Yeah, I think that's the general outline. Maybe do you want to just walk through kind of each section in a little bit more detail?
Okay, I have to scratch my head about.
Spend just like a couple minutes over those, you know, three different sessions, right? So modules, introduction, J-Link, and J-Shell. So just what we're planning to do really briefly. Obviously, all the details are in the document, but just spend a couple minutes on each one, and then we'll go to general logistics.
Yeah, so in the module introduction, I kind of cover, or at least we all had discussed, and we came up with these slide presentation, which covers like the components and what's done and why we're doing it. Like, you know, what are the benefits of modules and what does it cover, and different JSRs linked to it. Obviously, not going into the details of it, but just skimming through the surface. And there's a Git repo that walks you through a whole number of exercises that you or the participants will be solving. So they'll be, you know, for each platform, Linux or Mac or Windows, they will be cloning the Git repo and going through each of the exercises and executing certain commands. Now, when we did the first session, it was quite simple. And we are trying to introduce a little bit of an interesting angle to this, which will unfold in the coming weeks, where participants who are going to be solving these exercises, they will have to go through a little bit more of researching what that is. So, like, trying to find out what the API call is or what the parameter is that the Java or the Java compiler will now take. And things like that will make the hacking session more interesting as opposed to trying to just build and see what the outputs are. Because in the first session, we did have a variety of issues as well, like certain things not working on certain platforms because of the way we format the parameters, the way we format certain namings and things like that, a colon instead of a semicolon or a forward slash instead of a backslash. And all of that actually adds to the challenge of the hacking session itself, and a lot of that was ironed out. People created a lot of pull requests during the course of the day, and we merged them, and it really made the experience better for the people who were involved at that time and later on as well. So those benefits will now be reaped by the participants of the next session. So we did the same for J-Link, where we actually went through a couple of exercises where we compile and we show how the module system can be used to create really small footprint applications. There weren't a lot of options shown in the exercises, but hopefully there will be another exercise added which will show some more options that we can use during your compile or during your runtime, so we could make use of some of the new features of new options of J-Link. And then there was the J-Shell session, which there is actually a video of Henrik walking us through all the new nitty-gritties of J-Shell. So most of us know J-Shell as the REPL in which we type in our, you know, Java commands and we get outputs from it, and we can test out the different APIs of the different classes. But there are some more additions to it, which he showed us. And I think I will link the video segment of his J-Shell session onto our Meetup page, because that will be interesting for people to watch it beforehand. Because during the hands-on session, I would think it would be a great idea for the participants to load up that in the ID of their choice. I think in IntelliJ, he showed it in IntelliJ, so it will be an interesting one to find out how that would work on Eclipse or NetBeans, and if it doesn't, then we will have to request people to switch to IntelliJ, but it'll be a good experiment. So I'm thinking we should do that because there are lots more new features in JShell that I was seeing the last time Henrik demoed, that you can actually query a whole code block inside your IDE and then filter the results from that and then pass in blocks of Java code into that interface and get results from it in your IDE. So you're not even opening the JShell repo. So that'll be something that'll be an interesting one to do. So I'll do some prep work for that to help everybody get up to speed with it. So you can watch it's about a 20 to 30 minutes video that he's done. It'll be good to watch that. Of course, there's also hands-on exercise on that, which I would expect everyone to do during the process. But at the end of the hands-on exercise, it'll be good to watch this 20 minutes or 30 minutes video, or even watch the video way before you join the session so that you can actually do the things Henrik was doing in the video in your IDE yourself and then get the JShell experience from that. So that is a little bit more in-depth outline of what the three sessions will involve. Anybody else wants to add anything to it?
I think that's right, Manny. Yeah, I think we want to just to reiterate what you said. So for the last session on that, we're going to make it more of an exercise versus a tutorial video like we did in the April Hack Day. So.
Sure.
I think we should kind of move on now to more of the logistics of it, so planning for in advance of the event. So that actually we need to add into this outline, I think, still. So making sure all your members have already downloaded the latest build, right, and maybe even add a link to that video. So in advance, maybe check out a little bit more detail. Maybe I don't know if we have it broken down into that specific 20 minutes, or maybe we could just say what the time in the document so people know. But let's switch on to the logistics. Simon, you want to take that part?
Simon is on mute probably.
Yeah, we'll give him a sec to get off. I'm used to that. Not with Simon in particular, just in general with people on conference calls.
Is he still online though? Can you see him signed in?
Yeah, he's still there. Participants.
Hey, Simon, right. Is doing so. I had a problem.
Oh, okay.
That's all right.
So Simon, right on cue. So I was saying, let's just switch over to the logistics in terms of, I'm going to add into the document, letting all the members know that they should download the latest build of OpenJDK in advance, the JDK 9.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll add a link into the planning document. Anything else that we want to let people know in advance of the session, just in terms of logistics? I started adding some comments on the side for people to check out, but anything you want to say about that?
I think the only thing that I think would be worthwhile is making sure everyone has all the links available to them before they start. So from what I remember, the links that we required were maybe a link to the slides would be useful, definitely a link to the feedback doc, a link to the GitHub repositories, and I think the GitHub repository is the same one that contains the instructions as it is the each of the samples. So those links would be particularly useful. Obviously, having Java 9, the latest version of Java 9 downloaded and running would be extremely useful, particularly for at the start, as Manny mentioned, we only have a short amount of time in each of the sessions, so we don't want half of that time to be spent downloading builds, particularly if you have 10, 20 people trying to do it at the same time in potentially a location that doesn't have great Wi-Fi. So that would be definitely worthwhile. With respect to, I tried to actually add something to what Manny was saying, but unfortunately my audio wasn't working through the WebEx, so I've just caught up via Skype again. I just wanted to add something to the JShell section. What I think would be really good, actually, is for us to provide a list of useful API enhancements that come with Java 9. Things like updated stream API stuff, or I don't know, process API, or update, you know, those kind of updates, and just maybe have a list of updates that we can allow people to just say, look, these are the updates that we think you'll find useful. Have a play with them, and while you're playing with them, you'll learn how to use JShell at the same time. I think that would probably be a more realistic use of JShell.
I think it's a good idea. I think that's a very good idea. One of them is already as a part of an exercise in the GitHub exercise itself, but okay. I think we could link it with a whole list of new APIs, and then people can then look at that list and use the, you know, continue further with the exercise doing that. That's a great suggestion.
Well, I have a good list already, so I can maybe shove that into the
GitHub repo
in the JShell section. So that'll be good.
So those are new APIs in Java 9. You're saying, right? Or those are all the APIs you want them to play with?
So those are the updates in Java 9. But obviously, people can play with whatever APIs they fancy, even from Java 8 or whatever. But yeah, I think it would be a nice nice to play with Java 9 API updates in particular. The other thing, I think this is more for user. Do you want to talk about user group logistics as well here, Heather? I guess we do.
Yes, we do.
So the way we'll do the user groups is if anyone was part of VJUG 24 last year, which was our conference, you're going to need to do almost an identical setup to that. So what you'll need is, it will be great to have, it would be great, although not imperative, to have a camera pointing at your user group. And that can either be a standalone camera, or it can be a camera just through your laptop. So if you have a laptop camera, just point that at the group. And then when you join our Google Hangout, which will be how we will coordinate the entire event, we'll be able to click on your avatar, and we can then show everyone else, this is whatever group from Ecuador, or whatever group from Peru, or whatever, and we can go through each of you and say hey, and see what other groups are doing. So about around 30 minutes or so before, I will share the Hangout URL to everyone, all the jugs, and you can then join the Hangout as soon as I send you that. And it'll be good to test your audio, test your speakers, and also make sure you can connect to a projector. So when you connect, what you're going to want to do, let's go through those three. You're going to want to project your screen up to some kind of projector or TV, so the entire room that you're hosting this meetup can see exactly what's happening. You don't want necessarily every single individual in that room to be on the Hangout. It would be better if you were on the Hangout as a group. So make sure you're projecting to the room. Make sure you have a set of speakers or something so that the entire room can hear what's happening. It's best not to use the laptop speakers because you are limited on volume, whereas if you had any kind of speaker, you'll be able to crank that up much, much higher. The third thing, again, not too important, it's optional really. If you had a microphone, it would be easier for us to hear you. If you don't have a microphone, you just need your attendees to walk up to the laptop, which is connected, and then ask the questions or give your feedback through there. So those are the three important things. In terms of when we would need your input, at the very, very start of the day, we'll be talking to all the user groups, seeing where you are, what you want to get out of the session, things like that. Towards the end of the session, we will be collecting. So when I say session, I don't mean the full session. I mean maybe modules or JLink or JShell. Towards the end of each of those mini sessions, we will be gathering feedback, as Manny says. During that feedback, everyone can throw their comments into the Google Doc that we will link you. At any time, we can talk to you through the Hangout about what exactly you mean from your comment, or if you have anything in addition to add, and we can maybe use it as a discussion as well. We want that to go nice and quick because we only have 10 minutes and potentially we have a large number of user groups that we need to go through. So make sure it's very efficient and make sure you put all your comments into the doc early. When you are not speaking, it is best to keep yourself on mute. Otherwise, we'll have a lot of background noise. I can mute people from my console, but unfortunately, I can't unmute people. So if I mute you, you need to unmute yourself. You'll obviously hear us, so we can say, you know, we can't hear you if and only if we think you're speaking to us. So if you're speaking and we're just talking over you, which may be happening even now on this call, make sure you're off mute, and then we'll be able to hear you. So you can see that through the usual Hangout experience. For anyone else who is in your user group that cannot attend your meeting in person, or for anyone else on the virtual jug, we will be broadcasting the entire thing through YouTube. So it's based on Hangout for those who want to participate and actually have a discussion and two-way discussion. But that Hangout will then be streamed automatically to YouTube, which we will embed into the Virtual Jug webpage. So you'll be able to see it in two ways, the Virtual Jug website, or you can actually go direct to YouTube if you prefer, but either one will work. So if anyone cannot make the meeting, that will be the place to go rather than the Hangout link. Please do not share the Hangout link with anyone other than those JUG leaders that are attending the group, because we have a limited number of people who can join that. The last thing I will say, for those people who want to interact with others but not actually speak, is we do have a virtual JUG IRC channel. It's obviously anonymous, so anyone can join up and just chat. You can connect to that in two ways. You can either do that directly through the Virtual Jug webpage, so virtualjug.com, next to the video where we will be streaming. It's just an embedded YouTube video where we'll be streaming. There will be a little widget where you can actually discuss live. You can just put in your, I think you just put in your username, just an anonymous username, really, and that will connect you directly into the right channel. Otherwise, we will have, you can connect up using your client of choice and go to Freenode. The channel is, or the chat window, the chat room is #, virtual jug, all one word. And you can have discussion there, you can ask questions in there, whatever. So we'll be monitoring that as well. I think logistically that's pretty much it. It's not like a regular presentation. So for a lot of the time, there'll be not necessarily silence, but we will all be working in our kind of groups. And as and when we have something to announce, or as and when people have questions or something they want to share, please do come on the Hangout and chat. What we could do is get individuals on. I think we didn't really do this so much in London, but we could perhaps do this more. When individuals want to share their screen and show what they've done or find some interesting bug that they've found, you can just connect up to the Hangout. And then you know, share your screen, and we can actually see exactly what you're doing. So we can do that as well. But largely, we're going to be running in our individual groups. So as user group members, what we're expecting and what we're hoping is that if anyone needs support, please on the day try and help each other out. And if you're completely stuck, then do ping us. Don't just sit there in silence. Do ping us, and we can help and support each other across the world. So I think that's pretty much it in terms of logistics. It's actually a fairly simple setup. So, you know, once you're connected to the Hangout, it should be fairly straightforward. If you have any problems at all connecting to the Hangout, what I would recommend is just connecting through to the YouTube site, going full screen on the YouTube site and just using the audio and video of that and talking to us and connecting to us via IRC. It's not as great because we won't be able to hear you, but that's kind of like our backup plan. So you will always be able to connect up via YouTube and follow along, but we'd prefer you on the Hangout. I think that's pretty much it, Heather. I think I've covered most things. Anything else, or any questions on the call, or any questions with Manny and Heather?
I think you covered it. The only small thing I would suggest is if we can add some of the things you mentioned, Simon, to the either via an email to all the jug leaders or on the meetup page or both, because you know, towards the day of the event, they might tend to forget some of these things you mentioned, even though even though it's recorded and it's going to go there. I have made a note of your J shell in the Google Doc, and so that's something, you know, if you follow up, it'll be great.
Okay, perfect. What I'll do is I'll send that out as an email, because we don't want everyone to connect via the Hangout. We want the vast majority of people to connect via YouTube as individuals. So this will just be for the jug leaders to get the room set up. So I'll email, I guess, Heather, you're collating the list of all the jugs that that we'll need to send an email to, who we believe are actually running an event. If you haven't contacted Heather to say that you are going to be running a meetup and you want to connect via the Hangout, ping Heather, and Heather can add you to the list. And then when I send these instructions out, what I'll probably do is send them out a few days before the event so that it's fresh in your inbox. And I might, what I'll do is I'll follow up with an email just to give you some light instructions about what you will need, like speakers beforehand, so you can set those kind of things up with a little bit more of a run-up. And yeah, I'll email out a few more days before with some of the deeper logistics.
Okay, sounds good. So yes, everyone who hasn't contacted me already and you don't have your email ID in the Google Doc in the comments, I've collected everyone's address that we should be adding you on the live broadcast in August. Let me know. And just forward thinking, we are planning on doing an advanced hack day in September, so you might want to be starting to think about that after we have the session in August. That's all I wanted to say for today. So we're looking forward to the event, August 19th. I'm going to go ahead and stop the recording now. And if you want to hang on the call, and we can do just a little bit of informal next steps and to-dos for those of us on the call, that would be great. But just give me one moment, and I'm going to stop the recording.